Blog Talk Radio.
God blesses the faith actions of believing ones, not mere faith talk. This show will be examining the power of faith actions as opposed to mere faith talk. Throughout the Word of God, what we're given is this new, unprecedented reality. That is, that God blesses faith action. The word faith, as it has come to us in the New Testament, is the word pistis, which is a noun of action in the Greek. The term agape, the Greek term for love, is also a noun of action in the Greek. The word faith, as it has come to us, is not found in the Old Testament documents. And where one reads the word faith, one must understand that this word has been imposed upon the text. Let me explain. In the Old Testament, we read about God and his actions. So the Old Testament does not give us a Western intellectual understanding of God. In the Old Testament, God is seen in what he does. And so we have this question, and this question was posed to us in the theology class in seminary. And the professor said, "What is God like? God like?" And the resounding answer to this important query was this: God is like what he does. God is like what he does. So, the Old Testament presents to us God in action. In Genesis 1, we read about God in action. In his creative activity, in his creative power, Genesis chapter 1, we see God in action. Exodus 3:14 presents God as, "I will be what I will be." What we have in Exodus 3:14, when God says, "I am that I am," is God in action, God in constant, dynamic, coming into being. It is a powerful and wonderful verb that's used to bespeak the ongoing, dynamic, powerful, ever coming into being character of God. Why is this important? Why must we understand the actions of God? Because the actions of God tell us of his character, of his essential being. Peter writes in the New Testament that you and I have been made partakers of the divine nature. First John tells us that the seed of God, the sperma of God, remains within us. And so we'll be persons of faith. Now, in the Old Testament, an individual was known by his actions or by her actions. We are known by our actions. And so, because you and I belong to God, because we are of the family of God, therefore, as our God is God of, is a God of action, therefore, in our family likeness and our relationship to him, we are to be persons of action. In Deuteronomy 3:4, verse 9, we read these words. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him. Now, you know that in the Hebrew alphabet, there is no letter J. We do, however, have the letter Y. And so we should read this thus. Now, Yeshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moshe had laid his hands on him. And the book that follows Deuteronomy, which is the book of Yeshua. The book of Yeshua, you say Joshua. Yeshua is the name of this very powerful book, which falls into three main divisions. In chapters 1 through 4, we have entrance into the land. Chapters 5 through 21, we have conquest of the land through many battles and conflicts. Chapters 22 through 24, we have the perils and danger in the land that must be guarded against in order to remain in the place of victory. And so the theme of Joshua is conquest and conflict. What are we to understand of this book of Yeshua? This is a book of victory. This is a book of faith actions. God gave his people a land. The land is given possessed. And it must be possessed by the actions of the people of God. They must go and take it. They can't sit around talking about it. They must go and take it. They have title to the land. Title is the gift of God. Possession, however, possession of the land is a result of an obedient walk. God's people were told, you can have as much as you will take. This is a divine imperative. You can have as much as you can take. So in Yeshua 1 or Joshua chapter 1, we have the be attitudes, be, state of being verb, attitudes, the beatitudes of Yeshua, in order to produce faith actions that are pleasing to God, we must have an attitude, or our attitudes must be sanctioned by God. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. We must have an attitude of faith. We then understand there will be conflict and victory. Yeshua 1:5, and that this is a frontier, that is the land, and that it will take courage. Courage is faith action. Courage is faith action. Faith action is courage. Not talk. Not spiritual loitering. But action, effective action. In Joshua 1:8, we read about the importance of the word. Quote, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you will be, or you may be careful to do everything written in it, then you will be prosperous and successful. Now, in verse 8, the word successful means to be prudent or wise and. God wants to see fruit in our lives. We produce fruit through faith. We produce fruit in our lives through faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. We do not produce fruit by talk. There are very many clever speakers, winsome speakers. There are speakers who have interesting messages. But if these messages do not speak about faith actions, they merely tickle the ear. And they may entertain, but they do not persuade. Whenever Jesus spoke, He spoke the Word. He spoke the living Word of God. It is by God's Word that you and I live. It is by faith actions that we please God. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Richard. God bless you.